Saving brake racks at 170 BPM. Beginner workflow in Ableton Live. Let's go. Today you're building something that will save you hours. A reusable brake rack. If you make drum and bass or jungle, you already know the truth. Brakes are everything. And also, rebuilding the same slicing and processing every session is the fastest way to kill your momentum. So the goal is simple. You're going to take one break, make sure it locks perfectly at 170 BPM, slice it into a drum rack, add a clean, punchy break bus chain with stock Ableton devices, map a few macros so it's fast to shape, and then save it properly so it's always there in your browser. Optional bonus at the end. We'll print an 8-bar loop so arranging becomes instant. Alright, first, set the project up for DNB speed. Set your tempo to 170 BPM. Top left. Easy. Now open preferences, go to record, warp, launch. If you want fewer weird surprises, you can turn auto warp long samples off and set default warp mode to beats. That's a good starting point for drums. Cool. Now we build the foundation. Choose and warp a break properly. Grab a classic like Amen, Think, Hot Pants or any drum loop you like. Drag it onto an audio track. Double-click the clip so you're in clip view. Turn warp on. Now here's the part beginners skip, and it's the reason their break seal off later. Do a quick 170 check before you slice. Loop exactly 1 bar of the break, and let it loop for a while, like 8 to 16 repeats. Watch the star transient, that first big kick, against the grid. If it slowly drifts, your warping is not actually correct yet. Fix it now, because once you slice, you're basically locking those timing mistakes into every pad. Also, a coaching note, if the break has swing, don't try to nail every single little hat transient onto the grid. That can make it feel stiff and wrong. Anchor the important stuff, the main kick and the main snare positions. Let the smaller hits breathe. Now, if Ableton guessed the tempo wrong, that's normal. You can right-click the sample in the browser and try warp from here, straight, then come back to the clip and confirm it. Next, find the real downbeat transient. Usually it's the first kick that actually feels like one. Right-click that transient and choose set 1.1.1 here. Now confirm that 1 bar of the break equals 1 bar at 170. When you loop that bar, it should stay tight and not flam against the metronome or the grid. For warp mode, use beats. Set preserve to transients. Then adjust the envelope. Somewhere around 10 to 30 is a good zone. Lower is tighter and punchier. Higher can smear a bit more. Use your ears. Once it loops cleanly, you're ready to slice. Right-click the warped audio clip and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. In the slicing dialog, start with the built-in Slice to Drum Rack preset. Then choose how you want to slice. For most DNB, slicing by transient is the most musical. It follows the drummer. If you want more classic grid chop jungle vibes, slice by 1/16 instead. For now, if you're not sure, go transient. Hit OK. Ableton will create a MIDI track with a drum rack, and every slice will be loaded into Simpler on its own pad. Now your break is playable like a kit. This is the fun part. But before we go wild with programming, we do a quick cleanup so it plays like a real break, not a messy loop. Click a few pads and listen for the usual problems. Clicks at the start, tails overlapping, double hits, hats washing out. Open up a slice and make sure you're in Simpler's classic mode. Turn snap on to help avoid clicks. If you hear clicks, add a tiny fade in. Think 1 to 5 milliseconds. Just enough to smooth the edge without dulling the transient. If some slices have long tails that smear into the next hit, shorten the decay. Especially hats and rides. At 170, too much tail becomes a constant haze. If hits are stacking, like hats building up into a wash, set voices to 1 for those slices, or use choke groups in the drum rack. That's a huge jungle cleanup trick. Put related hats and ghosts into 1 choke group so only 1 plays at a time. Instant clarity. And here's a speed tip. Open the drum rack chain list so you can click pads and see which Simpler you're editing. You want to move fast, not hunt around. Also, start organizing for future you. Rename key pads. Kick can be K1. Snare can be S1, ghost snare can be GS, closed hat HH, open hat OH, maybe FX for any weird slice. Color the kick and snare pads so your eyes find them instantly later. Now we build the sound, the DNB break bus processing chain. Dock devices only. Important, put these on the drum rack track, not inside each pad. This is your break bus. First, EQ8, high pass around 25 to 35 HC to remove rumble. Brakes often have junk down there that just steals headroom. If it's boxy, try a small cut around 200 to 400 HC. Move it until the cardboard goes away. If you need air, You can do a tiny lift around 8 to 10 kHz, but be careful. Drum and bass gets harsh really fast up top. Next, drum bus. Set drive somewhere like 5 to 15% to start. Leave boom off at first. Boom can fight your sub and make your low-end bassy. Add a bit of crunch, maybe 5 to 20% for grit. Use damp to tame harshness if the top starts biting. Next, blue compressor. Attack around 3 milliseconds, release on auto regime 04 to 1. You're aiming for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on the loudest hits, not 10. This is glue, not flattening. Optional but common. Soft clip-on, for controlled smack. Next, saturator. Pick a mode like analog clip or soft sign. Drive just a little, like 1 to 4 dB. This is about density and attitude, not destroying the transients. If you want a firmer ceiling, soft clip-on. And quick teacher note on more processing equals better. It doesn't. Too much saturation and compression makes breaks fizzy and small. The best breaks feel punchy, controlled, and alive. Now make it reusable and quick with macros. Select your EQ8, drum bus, glue compressor, and saturator. Group them with Command or Control G to make an Audino effect rack. Now map key parameters to macros. Think. What do you want to grab in 5 seconds during a session? Map drive to drum bus drive. Map crunch to drum bus crunch. Map glue to the glue compressor threshold. Map tone to an EQ control, like a high shelf gain, or even a low pass filter frequency if you want a quick darken knob. Map air to a very small high shelf range if you like. You can also map clip to saturator drive, but pay attention. When you increase drive, the volume can jump, so you might map drive but keep the range small, or map output for level matching. Optional, room. If you add a reverb later, map a macro to a very subtle dry slash wet, or even better, room size. Keep it tiny, micro room, not big wash. Optional, duck, if you're using a sidechain compressor somewhere. Now, the most important macro tip, keep the ranges tight. You want a rack where the full turn of the knob stays musical. No one twist ruins it behavior. You can even make a safe mode version later with conservative ranges. And honestly, that's the one you'll use most in real sessions. Next up, program a go to 170 BPM break pattern. Open the MIDI clip that triggers the drum rack. Make it a 2-bar loop. Start simple. Put your main kick slice on 1.1. Put your main snare slice on 1.2 and 1.4. That's the classic D&B backbeat. Now add movement with ghost notes and hats. Place a few hat or ghost slices on 1/16 offbeats. Add a ghost snare just before the main snare for that forward push. Keep the velocity lower, obviously. And here's an advanced feeling beginner trick. For ghost notes, don't only turn down MIDI velocity. Also make the slice shorter. Reduce simpler volume slightly and shorten the decay a touch. Ghosts should feel smaller in loudness and in length, like a reedal drummer. Then add variation. In bar 2, add a small fill on the last eighth or last couple of sixteenths. Swap one snare hit to a different snare slice for call and response. If you want to go one step more producer, duplicate your main snare to two pads. Make one tight, shorter decay, maybe slightly brighter. Make the other wider or dirtier, slightly longer tail, a touch more drive. Alternate them every other bar. It sounds like you did way more work than you actually did. Now the big payoff, save it properly so it shows up forever in your browser. First, save the rack preset. Click the drum rack title bar, or the device area you want to save. Hit the disk icon on the device to save as a preset. Name it clearly, something like BRK170AMN Tight Bus V1, or BRK170 Think Dark Glue V1. Version numbers are not nerdy, they're survival. Second, collect your samples. This is the step that prevents heartbreak later. Go to File, Collect All and Save. At least collect samples, because missing samples is the kind of problem that ruins sessions. Third, start a mini library. Make a folder or tag like Break Racks 170. Save a few versions, clean, crunchy, dark, and maybe an overcompressed Special Effects 1 for transitions. Now optional, but huge, print a processed break loop for instant arranging. Make a new audio track called Print Break. Set audio from to your break rack track, arm it, and record 4 or 8 bars. Then consolidate, Command or Control J, and save it as something like AMN 170 Dark Bus 8 bar. Why do this? Because audio is fast in arrangement. Reverse a snare, stutter the last quarter bar, do a tape stop, chop fills quickly. You can still keep the MIDI rack for flexible edits, but printed loops are pure speed. Before we wrap, let's hit the common mistake so you can avoid the classic pain. If your warp is wrong, everything else is wrong. Always confirm the downbeat and bar length, and do that 8 to 16 loop TRIF check. If you overdo saturation and compression, the break gets brittle and small. Aim for controlled punch. If you ignore gain staging and slam every device, you lose transient clarity. Keep levels sensible. A good consistency trick is choosing a reference peak level for your drum rack track, like peaking around -6 dB before the bus chain. Then match new breaks using simpler gain or the pad volume. If slices click, use snap and tiny fades. And if drum bus boom fights your sub, turn boom off unless you know it works in that specific track. Alright, quick 15-minute practice to lock this in. Pick one break and warp it tight at 170. Slice to drum rack by transient. Build the bus chain. EQ 8 into drum bus into glue into saturator. Map at least 4 macros. Drive, glue, tone, crunch. Program a 2-bar rolling pattern with snares on 2 and 4, at least 3 ghost hits, and a small fill at the end of bar 2. Save it as BRK170 name V1. Bonus. Print 8 bars and do 1 reverse fill. Recap. You warped the break so it locks at 170 BPM. You sliced it into a drum rack so it's playable. You built a classic break bus with stock devices. You made a macro so shaping is instant. And you saved it correctly, with collect all and save, so the rack is actually reliable. If you tell me which break you're using and what vibe you're chasing, like clean roller, jungle, or heavier neurowish, I can suggest a specific macro layout with safe min and max ranges and an 8-bar arrangement blueprint that matches that style.